This week during Passover, Jewish communities around the world gather to retell one of the oldest tales in the world, the biblical story of Exodus. Today, we tell a story from a more recent chapter of Jewish history and closer to home. The Lawrence Jewish Community Congregation recently succeeded in getting a 19th century cemetery in Eudora, Kansas, listed on the National Register of Historic Places. It's the last trace of a pioneering Jewish community that helped found the tiny town. Alex Smith reports that for them, Eudora was once a promised land.
If you could travel back to eastern Kansas in the 1850s, you might see a scene familiar from lots of movies and books, a group of hardy travelers venturing west in search of a better life. But these weren't homesteaders or gold prospectors. They were a small Orthodox Jewish community who came to the frontier from Chicago. As KU American Studies professor David Katzman explains, these entrepreneurs came to Kansas after finding it nearly impossible to start a business in Chicago.
You might be a peddler rather than being a storekeeper. So the idea of the West was that it offered an opportunity to actually open and run a store rather than being an itinerant peddler, which many Jewish merchants and non-Jews were at the time.
In 1854, the Kansas Territory was open to settlement, and shortly afterward, a Chicago-based German-speaking association bought some land from a Shawnee American Indian. The company thought the land between the Kansas River and the California Trail would be an ideal place to start new businesses. About a quarter of the group that came to the new settlement and founded the town of Eudora were Jewish. Many of these new settlers set up businesses like saloons and general stores. Professor Katzman says that despite being in the minority, there's no evidence that the Jewish settlers faced much discrimination. In fact, some were leaders of the greater community.
Clearly, they were part of the community. For example, Abraham Summerfield was elected to the first city council in Eudora and also was the first postmaster. So from the very start, they were part of the Eudora community and accepted as fellow pioneers.
The B'nai Israel community in Eudora was just the second Jewish group in Kansas, coming after a group in Leavenworth. In addition to the appeal of new markets, historian Dale Nims believes the politics of the new Kansas Territory may have attracted the new settlers.
Most of the Germans who are immigrants at this time, which would include Jewish Germans, are liberal in their politics, and they tend to be free state and opposed to slavery. The primary reason is probably economic, but an associated and for some people just as strong or even stronger motive is politics and making Kansas a free state.
The Eudora Jewish community only lasted about 10 years before the members went their separate ways, and a number of them went on to live in Lawrence. During its short life, the Eudora group never had a synagogue or a rabbi, but it did establish a cemetery in 1858. A chain-link fence surrounds the cemetery, which is the only remaining trace of B'nai Israel. On the outskirts of Eudora, its 2 acres have weathered the decades in the shadow of K-10 Highway. Wandering among the 18 gravestones from the 19th century, you can see a lot of misspelled Hebrew, proof that the stone carvers were probably not Jewish. It's not just people who were laid to rest at the B'nai Israel Cemetery. According to Jewish tradition, worn-out holy books should be interred in a cemetery in what's called a genizah. In many cemeteries, this might be a depository or a small building, but in the Eudora Cemetery, books are actually buried in the ground. Lorraine Lindenbaum recalls when her Lawrence congregation came to use the genizah.
The most spiritual moment for me since I've lived in Lawrence was the evening we were burying some old prayer books at the cemetery. It was at sundown. We had buried the prayer books and were sitting on the ground, and it was sunset, and it was the first time I had actually watched and seen the sun moving. I've seen sunsets, but I actually saw the sun moving down as we buried those prayer books, and it was a very spiritual moment for me.
The Lawrence Jewish Community Congregation took over care of the cemetery in 1978, and they've brought it back to use. Earlier this year, with the help of Professors Katzman and Nims, they were able to get the cemetery on the National Register of Historic Places. Lorraine Lindenbaum, who's on the congregation's cemetery committee, says it serves as a reminder of the long history that Judaism has in Kansas.
It's exciting for us because it helps to identify who we are. It makes us more credible. It says it's a gem, really. When you know the history of it, it reflects the movement of Jewish families from one generation into another.
The Lawrence Jewish Community Congregation plans to maintain the Eudora Cemetery indefinitely. For Casey Currents, I'm Alex Smith.